This time next week, polling stations will be open for the general election. Fine Gael leader Simon Harris will be with us here in about an hour. We'll be with our reporter Cian McCormack in Tipperary shortly. But first, let's check in with our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Morning, Paul.
Good morning.
2 weeks down, one to go. Though it feels like this campaign has been going on a lot longer, and yet it still hasn't really taken off yet, has it?
I think the answer is in your question. It has been going on for a long, long time. Most of the politicians have been campaigning through the summer break, then into September, October. Here we are in late November and they're still at it. So there's a familiar feel to it because it's been going on for so long. And I think that's one reason which explains that there hasn't really been a total surprise, because parties would have known that the election was coming. They would have known what most of the policies of the other parties were going to be. And to be fair to the politicians, there hasn't been too many slip-ups, there hasn't been too many surprises. So it has led to a rather flat campaign so far, but we're heading into the cauldron now. This is going to be the last week. There are all sorts of external pressures on them now, and there's also they can see the finishing line, and most politicians always feel that they haven't done enough, that they need to do more. So I think it's going to become more intense, and the possibilities of bigger rows and bigger slip-ups, well, that becomes more likely.
Main leaders will be crisscrossing the country to drum up support before next Friday. How would you assess how their campaigns have gone so far?
Well, I think they're sort of, to a certain extent, tied into that same thing we were talking a moment ago, which is that the campaign hasn't really caught because they've been campaigning for so long and we knew that the general election was coming. I mean, if you take the Fine Gael leader, Simon Harris, he's doing what he said he was going to do, this new energy. He's going to be talking to you in Dublin, then he's down in Kerry, then he's in Tipperary, then he's in Cork North West. So he's really trying to bolster the Fine Gael party, half of whom the parliamentary party has retired, so he needs to try and give a boost to some of those candidates. He had a slip up, I think, in the early debate on the question of the National Children's Hospital, but all in all, it's that man of action. The other problem for Fine Gael has been the Louth candidate Senator McGahan, which has occupied at least 4 or 5 days of the campaign. For the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald, it has been a very solid campaign. She too has been out and about trying to say that the electorate does have an option, they have an alternative, and that has been a message she's been pressing. It is an echo of the 2020 campaign, and maybe that's why it doesn't sound so new and so refreshing, because to a certain extent Sinn Féin is going back out saying to the electorate the same thing they were saying last time. Micheál Martin adopting more of a presidential style. He hasn't really got into the some of the sort of rougher end of the campaign with people throwing brickbats at each other. He recognises that he is popular and he's trying to use that popularity to solidify. Fianna Fáil, on the ground, they believe they've got a good game. If you're talking about leaders, I think the person who probably is feeling the, probably a how would you call it? The one who's got sort of a split view on things. Holly Kearns is about to have the joys of having a new child. She's due at the end of this week. And yet at the same time, she's the head of a political party, which is going into a campaign, which she had the X factor. And so her deputy leader, Cian O'Callaghan, is having to step into the breach. And that's quite an ask. Ivana Bacic of the Labour Party, solid enough campaign. Labour on the ground feel that they are going to make gains. So there's a pep in the step of those party leaders. And when you go down to some of the small leaders, Aonthu had a very good debate, the leader Pat O'Toole-Bean. So the question is, does that translate into something? And Independent Ireland, they are now going to be launching their manifesto in Athlone later on today.
Lots of opinion polls due within the next 5 days. But is there a growing consensus of uncertainty among many political watchers over where people's voting intentions are now?
I think that there's two things. Within most constituencies, there's two or three seats that are pretty nailed down. When it comes to the second last and last seat, there's still an awful lot of doubt. And part of the reason for the doubt is people are not certain, just there doesn't seem to be a wave behind any of the parties, so they're not certain about how it's going to go. I think that the other thing is the question of just exactly how much turnout there's going to be. If it's the case that voters don't feel they've got an alternative, maybe they're going to say to themselves, I don't need to go to the polls. And so that's another factor. So I think you're right, there is a little bit of uncertainty about what's going to happen, but we do know that a lot of people make up their minds in the last week. Indeed, an exit poll from RT said 8% of people decided on their way down to the polling station on the last day. So there's a hell of a lot for those political parties to go out and battle for, and that's exactly what they're going to do.
What's happening today, Paul?
You've got leaders crisscrossing the country. Simon Harris, we just mentioned. The Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou McDonald, she's going to be in Dublin talking about Irish unity. The Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin, he's heading out to Meath West. Probably the bigger thing today is the Independent Ireland due to unveil that election manifesto. That's going to be the last one, Gavin. After that, we've got them all out, all of the policies, and people will be able to, you know, each politician can attack and criticise the others. It's expected that Independent Ireland will announce a plan to create a new Department of Efficiency and Reform with the aim of cutting government waste. On tax, they want to reduce the lower VAT rate from 11 to 9% to help small businesses in the hospitality sector. And it's also going to pledge €1 billion in additional supports to the farming and fishing sectors, maintaining their vital industries for rural Ireland.
We're in the middle of winter now, and the weather has been really difficult over the last few days. Are politicians finding that a challenge and finding it difficult for people to come to their doors?
Number one, they're absolutely knackered themselves because they've been on the campaign trail for 3 months. Two, the weather is definitely an issue, particularly on the Western Seaboard. Some of those dramatic pictures from Galway and the Midwest really are something else. I'm actually on my way to Athlone at the moment, and it's pretty damn cold out there. The politicians themselves have said because of the temperatures that have dropped, they're not really knocking on doors after nightfall because people don't want to come out. So it has limited them. They are still trying to get around it through things like social media.
Paul, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.